Hausman had been one of the pioneers, all of whom had been located right here in Caris, who had championed replacing charcoal with coke made from the kingdom's generous quantities of coal. He'd also taken the lead in developing what had been called the puddling process back on old Earth, with the result that his foundry's output of wrought iron, very high-quality wrought iron, in fact, was several times that of any other foundries on Safehold. But even though that was true, wrought iron was still more expensive, primarily because of the greater amount of labor, processes, and time involved in its manufacture than cast iron. There was plenty of room for refinement in his current, relatively crude techniques, but what he'd done so far hadn't truly required church approval, since it was based entirely on novel applications of techniques which had already been approved. On the other hand, all of them were basically empirical. They'd been worked out by men with lifetimes of practical experience forging iron and steel, but with no theoretical understanding of why the improvements they'd come up with worked. Any systematic effort to tweak Hausman's current capacity was going to require the development of that theoretical understanding, and that was going to be a problem in the face of the prescriptions of Zhuozheng. The crux of Seamount's current problem, however, was that the only alternatives for artillery pieces were bronze, cast iron, and wrought iron. Bronze was an excellent material for smoothbore muzzle loaders, but, as Seamount had just complained, it was both expensive and too soft to stand up to the strains of rifling for very long. Cast iron was relatively cheap, and the foundry techniques for working with it were well established, but even using sand casting to reduce porosity, cast iron guns were much more brittle than bronze and likely to crack or burst under the stresses of the bore pressures Seamount was anticipating, which really left only wrought iron. If Edward Hausman said his foundries could produce the needed guns out of wrought iron, Merlin had no doubt they could, but Seamount was right that they weren't going to be cheap.
"All right," he said finally. "I've got a couple of thoughts. First, as far as the existing guns and the bore pressures are concerned. If I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying that if we're willing to accept a lower shell velocity, we could probably keep pressures within the acceptable limits for the existing gun tubes, even with the heavier shell weights. Is that pretty much correct?"
Seamount nodded, and Merlin shrugged.
"In that case, why don't you ask Master Hausman if it would be possible to produce a relatively thin-walled rifled tube like an inner sleeve of wrought iron that we could slide down inside the bore of an existing smoothbore. What I'm thinking is that if we did that and fixed it firmly at the muzzle, probably by cutting threads into the outside of the muzzle and literally screwing its forward end into place, then fired a fairly powerful charge out of the gun, wouldn't it expand the inner sleeve and more or less weld it into place as a permanent liner that would protect the bronze against bore erosion?"
"I don't know," Seamount said slowly. "It sounds like it ought to make sense. At any rate, it's certainly something to ask Hausman about."
Chalk rattled as he jotted additional notes. He stood back to read over them and frowned thoughtfully.
"The strength of the existing gun tubes would still limit shot weight and velocity," he said. "You're right about that. But we've got enough margin to handle heavier projectiles than the guns are firing now, I think. And the increase in accuracy, not to mention the use of an explosive filler, would make the idea more than worthwhile if we can figure out how to do it."
"That's what I thought, too," Merlin agreed. "On the other hand, I had another thought when you were talking about why wrought iron was better than cast iron."
"Huh?"
Seamount turned back from the slate wall, eyebrows rising.
"Yes. You said cast iron is too brittle to stand up to the bore pressures you're expecting."
Seamount nodded, just a touch impatiently, and Merlin shrugged. "Well, what occurred to me was that, while you're right that wrought iron is less brittle, that might not be the only way to get the strength you're looking for." Seamount looked perplexed, and Merlin waved one hand like a man trying to pluck the exact word he wanted out of the air.